Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the living God. Here we are once again. We're here to say to you, our God is a great God. We have a guest coming on tonight from Alaska, the greatest God has put in this earth to do the evangelistic work. But I want to get a song ready for us to listen while he's on his way coming. So let's listen up. Well, praise the Lord. We just praise God. Hallelujah. Soon after this record goes off, we're going to have Franco, the greatest evangelist of God. Tonight that we just say praise be to God. I believe we have a few people on the line with us. Can you say good evening to the radio audience? Hello? Well, praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, how you doing?
All right, and you?
Who am I speaking with?
Hello. Ms.
Yes,
Jones.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can
hear
you.
Hey, how you doing? Ma'am?
All right. Hello?
Praise the Lord. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Well, I'm waiting on the apostle to come on. He's up in Alaska, and he'll be here shortly. But we got some.
Oh.
We got a message for it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, the one thing I want to say is today has been a good day. The Lord has blessed us, and God has brought us to a level where we continue to depend on Him and to look unto Him, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. One of the things that God would have us to know more of is that the more we trust God, the more we can believe God, and we can depend upon God. God is looking for the people of this hour who can trust and believe Him. God's going to look for somebody who's just sitting around saying, it's going to be all right. God's going to do this. God has done what He's going to do. God has put the promises in us. God has put the understanding in us. He give us the power, the authority of His Son named Jesus. And Jesus said, He said, when you say our Father, we pray. But when you ask, say, I ask. We demand, not of you, the Holy Father, but we demand that Satan release all the good that I need in this life. And I would encourage you to listen tonight. There's a great word of God coming on, and I want to thank God for all the things that He has done for me, through me, and by me. One thing I take notice of is that God is no respecter person. And the Bible tells me that God says, He says, He looks high and He looks low. The word told me that God said I was searching a God. I was searching for a man who would find, a man who would look to me. And a lot of us men, a lot of people in this society, that's why Jesus came into this world, so that He could bring us into the fullness of God. Somebody say fullness. Hallelujah. See, the one thing I would take notice of, I'm not a coward. I don't deal with cowards. The devil is a coward, so the devil can't deal with me. But the one thing the devil gets all upset with, Satan doesn't like the fact that we have the right and the authority in the name of Jesus to tell him what he has to do. Satan doesn't like for Christians who have the boldness, who can stand, who can tell somebody what thus saith the Lord. A lot of people that are in this life are sick because they're sick and tired of being sick. Some of us don't like to pray. Some of us don't like to give. I ain't going to give money to the church. You ain't doing that with no way. What you doing with it? You going out smoking it up? Some Christians still smoke. Help me, somebody. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Somebody is still dipping snuff, chewing tobacco, smoking dope, doing everything what God say. I'm not trying to embarrass you, because if you're guilty, you're guilty. See, when I was in the world, before I come to know Jesus, I did what I need to do for me. But when I come on God's side, I gave everything up. See,
that's right.
And I want to tell us the one thing. There's a kingdom of darkness and a kingdom of night, of light. What kingdom do you worship? What kingdom do you worship? What kingdom do you worship? If you're worshiping the kingdom of darkness, you have the goods that the devil has, and you have all that the devil can do against you, because God cannot use the blessings that the devil has. See, the devil can say he bless you, but I want to tell you something efficiently. What God has for us, it is for the believer, because God says he sent his only son. I send my only son, that whosoever believeth on him. Now, this is a key element. if we believe on him, we shall not perish, but have eternal life. Eternal life is spiritually. We're not going to live in the same form we live when he comes back. That's going to be the Jewish nation, and that's going to be the church nation. But God's going to make one new man.
Mm-hmm.
This is the goodness of God. One new man. One new man. Because the Jewish nation and God had them first because God loved them. Can't put them down. You got to lift them up. Pray for them. Help them.
Mm-hmm.
They need some help. Help them. God is looking for us to do what he has to do. All I can tell you, beloved, praise him. All I can tell you, the more we trust God.
Hello?
Amen. Are you there? Are you there, Papa?
Hello?
Evangelist?
Hey,
hello?
How you doing? Yes, sir.
Hello?
Can you hear?
Go ahead, my brother.
Yes, sir. I do apologize for the time delay. I got caught up doing something with the family, but I praise God for opportunity nonetheless. Today I had an opportunity to speak to the congregation where I fellowship at here in Alaska, and God moved in a special way. And if there's anything that I can share to the group that is listening, blog, radio, and what have you, I would like to say the message that God downloaded into the lives of those that were with me this morning, and that word is to simply make a decision. Make a decision. And where that came from is 1 Kings chapter number 18, verses number 17 through 21, where the prophet Elijah was calling back the children of Israel back from bondage, from Jezebel, following after her. And those false prophets were deceiving the people of God. And what I spoke about is with the prophet Elijah, the statement that he made in verse number 21 was the thing that was a paramount statement. And I still believe that every preacher, every man of God, every woman of God that stands flat-footed in the podium should make this same clarion call to the people that how long will we walk in between two opinions? If God is God, then follow him. And if Baal be the one you want to follow, then follow him. And the Bible says that the people answered not a question. They couldn't even say nothing. See, and that bothered me for a little while, because I kept reading. I said, well, God, what are you saying? Because one thing that I do is when I read the text, I try to put myself in the story as if I'm standing right there next to the prophet Elijah. And one of the things that struck me is that these people were people of God. These were the children of Israel that God had brought out of bondage through the highway of the Red Sea, through the manna in the wilderness, through the water out of a rock. Was the same God that delivered them, and now they're going to turn around and fall after Baal. See, I couldn't understand that. But then I began to look at the lives of the saints in the church today, and I see how God bought us with the blood. Watch this. But then we still want to go out and hang out with the folk that ain't got nothing to do with God and still want to do things that don't even please God. So here we are, knowing God, but don't want to follow God. See, that's the difference, is knowing him in religion, but not want to follow him in spirit because it costs us something. And my God, when I spoke that word to the people were excited, but all at the same time, they wanted to run me out of the church too, because folk don't want to deal with sin. No. We don't want to deal with that. We don't want to deal with sin. We don't want to talk about living right before God. We just want you to just, oh, it's all right, his grace. No, that ain't it. See, all them prophets that wasn't following God had to die that day, because the prophet Elijah said, listen, if you're on God's side, then follow him. But if you want to follow your flesh, if you want to follow Buddha, if you want to follow all these other things that are out there, hey, then you don't do what you want. What I'm saying is this, beloved, this is what I'm saying, is that all of us have a choice. And I looked up the definition of decision in the Oxford Dictionary, and it says, a calculated thought, an idea, gathering information to make a decision, to make a choice. And some of us have gone through life making decisions with bad information, lack of information, no information. Some folk in relationships they ought not be in because they ain't got information. Some folk on jobs they shouldn't even be on and ain't got no information. Some folk done joined in churches, come on now, and don't have no information, and they way out there talking about God said this, that, and the third. No, he didn't. Because when God says it, he confirms it with the word. He confirms it with a lifestyle. And that's why Elijah was able to stand before all 850 prophets that sat at the table of Jezebel during a drought. See, the people of God, listen, the Bible said that Obadiah was hiding 50-some hundred prophets in a cave feeding them bread and water while the prophets of Jezebel ate good at the table. My God. While the prophets of Jezebel sat at the table and ate whatever they wanted to eat. What am I saying? Is that following God does cost something. There is a price that we have to pay. Jesus, even he, had to learn obedience through what he suffered. But then you start talking about suffering to these saints in the church today. Seems like you said something wrong to them. We don't want to suffer no more. We don't want to endure no more. We don't want to wait no more. And I just stopped by today with a fresh word to just tell somebody, if I can encourage one person, I just want to encourage you to make that decision for God. Look flat-footed in the mirror and see where your life is at and see if there's a place where you haven't decided, I want God for real. I'm going to put this down, and I'm going to pick up that word. I'm going to put this down, and I'm going to make my fellowship with God. I'm going to make a communion connection with God through prayer. See, God wants to do something in our lives today, Apostle, I believe, that's going to blow our minds. But this is the key, though. Folk don't believe no more. We done got
Amen. To
We've gotten so persuaded by what other folks said God is able to do to the point that we don't believe him for ourselves. So we believe in the power of persuasion. But see, I believe that I'm searching after God so that God can rock my world and cause me to believe that he is what he said he was in his word. He's no respecter of person, beloved. He's no respecter. If he did it for Elijah, then
Amen.
He would stop doing it for you. If he did it for Paul, then what would stop him from doing it for you? If he did it for Peter, then what would stop him from doing it from you? You are the reason. Your decisions, the choices.
My God.
Deliberate choices. I don't want to go out in the night. I don't want to drink tonight. I'm not going to smoke that tonight. I'm not going to lay with her tonight. I'm not going to lay with him tonight. Come on, somebody. This is the thing that we got to do because God says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Know you not that your body is a temple. Your body belongs to God when you've been blood bought and washed. It don't even belong to you. Hello. But they don't want to hear that, though.
Hello.
Oh, his grace. But I found out that when God gets mad, God about it. God ain't pleased with some of this stuff that we're doing. That's why we can't see the power of God move like we need it to see. And I just want to thank God for every listener. I pray that somebody's life is touched. I pray that somebody would come to that overarching idea where they have to make a decision. And hallelujah, the Bible says that Jesus said that, why did you doubt? See, that's what he told Peter when Peter was walking on water. He said, why did you doubt? That's the issue that we have in life is we got to overcome this doubt. How do we overcome this doubt? We got to starve it with faith. The more faith we have, the more doubt begins to shrink up in our lives. Amen, somebody. And so that's why we got to pray. Prayer builds our faith muscle. Prayer builds your faith muscle. And the more you pray, the more faith you have. I tell you this, and I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to step away. I want to say this, is that you can tell when a person has a genuine prayer life by the way they talk about God, by the way they live for God, by the way they exemplify themselves before people. You'll know when a person has a genuine prayer life for God is because they don't manifest in their faith. So I say today to somebody.
Hallelujah.
I say today to somebody that is listening, and I pray God would touch your heart even in this hour, that you would make a decision, whether it's going to be God you're going to follow and serve or whether it's going to be the devil. Whether it's going to be the world's opportunities, whether it's going to be the thing that you want. Because, see, make no mistake about it, the devil can deceive you and give you things. Hello? But you can't glorify God.
Hello?
I'm here.
Well, you know what I want to do, Evangelist? I want to open the lines up and see if anybody wants to have a prayer line, to have some prayer. Is that okay with you?
Amen. I'm blessed. Yes, sir. No problem.
Okay, the lines are coming open now.
It's the Lord. That was truly a message that I really need to hear. Talk about getting, you know, cleansed out. Praise the Lord.
Amen. The lines open. You got a prayer request?
This is Sister Monica Hanchett from Emmanuel Temple School of the Bible. I've been having my prayer line ministry dealing with crisis in the prisons, reaching out to people that probably they had education, but they did evil things with their minds, just as if the young man just spoke of, and pretty much confirmation. And I just want God to continue on using my heart, my mind, my body, my soul to be able to reach more souls to his kingdom. He wrote me this letter from prison, and we've been writing each other backwards and forwards for the last 2-3 years, and he's been wanting to further his education. He got blessed with somebody that will help him further his education with an associate's to a master's degree in the field that he wants to be in. This young man was voted in high school to be most likely to succeed. Now he's in prison because he did drugs. And I tell people all the time, God has blessed you with a mind to reason with, but don't take it. Allow the devil to allow you to do evil things with it, and the list goes on. But we are human, and we deal with flesh every day. I just want prayer to continue on to be able to reach people with that P word, that powerful P word. Prayer and patience.
Amen. Anybody else have a prayer request? You got a need? We want to pray for you. 832-88. I can't hear you.
Sounds like they're in the car.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. Okay, let me pick a line here. 713, your last was 8449. Are you there?
Oh, yes. This is me, Sister Monica Hunter. I had just spoke, and I was just telling you how I would like to have prayer. So continue on using me to capture souls for God's kingdom. And I don't want to just limit myself to the prisons. I don't mind going to McDonald's. I need the armor to do it. I have been there speaking to people, speaking over them, and lead them to the Blog Talk Radio. And we have been a witness to it as well.
Amen.
See my walk.
Is there anybody else has a prayer request as we let the evangelist pray? Anybody else? 832-3222. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Pastor Hunter.
Oh, that's the mother. Hello, mother.
Yeah, I just enjoyed the word on tonight, and I got a little sickness in my body, but nevertheless, my ears are alert, my spirit is alert, and I received the word that we must all make a decision.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for that word.
Amen.
I'm going to ask the evangelist to go ahead and pray for the people. Pray for the bifold ministry. Pray for the people who are seeking the willingness of God. So, come on, Franco.
Yes, sir. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for opportunities. We thank you for your grace. And we thank you for your absolute mercy. We thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross so many years ago, but still produces power in our lives. And Father, now, oh God, you know exactly whatever need we have is before we even ask of it. And the Bible says that while we were yet speaking, the scripture says that while we were yet speaking, God began to answer us. And Father, I'm so glad today that you are a God that has a mind that we cannot even conceive, oh Lord. unless you download it into our lives. So, Father, now, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every fivefold ministry church in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you would strengthen the ministry, strengthen the people, strengthen the laborers in the field, that you would cover them in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, God, as they go about doing the things that God said that we should do. Hallelujah. Whether it's to preach, whether it's to pray, whether it's to prophesy, whether it's to minister love, whether it's to give. Hallelujah. Even those that are in prison, oh, God, I pray for their minds, oh, Lord. I pray that they would have a divine visitation from the Lord Most High, oh, God, whether it's sitting in a cell or walking down the aisle, oh, God. We know that you know how to meet them right where they are today, oh, God. And I pray even now for that missionary that has to go out into the field of other nations, oh, God, where they may be rejected, oh, God, by men. Father, I pray for them, oh, God. I pray for even the apostles, oh, God, that are going about the work of the Lord. I pray their strength in you, oh, God. I pray that their steadfastness in you, oh, God, and their connectedness to the word be steadfast and sure. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And Satan, we bind you. And every plan that you had in store to destroy and sabotage and derail our lives, oh God. Even as Paul prayed for the thorn to be removed 3 times, but the thorn stayed in his side, oh God, because the Lord says that my grace is sufficient for thee. And in your weakness, my strength is made perfect. So I speak that there be strength in every weakness in the body today, God. Every listener, God, I pray that you would do a miraculous thing in their lives today, oh God. Change hearts, change minds, strengthen their faith and cause them to make decisions, oh God, that would please the kingdom of heaven. Every lost soul, oh God, we call them now back into the kingdom of heaven, oh God, even now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we lift up this this radio broadcast and apostle. Hallelujah. We lift him up, oh God, that you will strengthen his body,
yes,
his mind.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. That you will continue to pour into his life, oh God, and he continues to pour into others' lives, oh God. I even pray now for my mother, oh God, who's dealing with a certain sickness. I rebuke sickness now in the mighty name of Jesus, and I
release health.
I release perfect health in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I thank God right now because he is a miracle worker. I thank God for the
season,
God. I thank God for the holiday seasons, oh Lord. We give you glory. We give your name the praise. And we give your name the honor, oh God. And today, this is the day. I say it with all assurance that this is the day. Though it's late in the evening hour, this is still the day that the Lord has made. Let us be rejoicing and be glad in it, for this is the hour that God is getting ready to move in your life. And I thank you for it.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
In his mighty master's name that I do pray. Amen.
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 It is so.
Is my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone. To gaze upon your glory and sing to you the song. We take me to the King. Truth is it's time to stop the name being gained. We need a word for the people's pain. So Lord, speak right now. Lord, I call on your rain. Oh yeah, we just pray. We're chasing after you. Oh, no rules, no religion. I made my decision to run to you, the healer that I need. I don't have much breath. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering. Oh,
well, amen. Praise the living God. Take me to the King. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
JD, you on the line?
Yes, go ahead.
JD.
Hello?
Yes,
hey,
go ahead.
I thought Justin was on the line.
Oh.
But is that somebody else on the line? Is that something they want to say what the Lord has done for them tonight? I know tonight has been a great night. It's been a night of blessing. It's been a night of seeing what God is doing for us and through us. And I just want to let y'all know that what God is doing through us, God wants us to continue. He didn't want us to stop. Hear what the young man said tonight. Because are you torn between opinions? You got to make a decision. And the decision belongs to you. We're here to help push you out to the gospel of Jesus Christ and to enrich it and to let it be known. And I will say this to you. You got to know Jesus for yourself.
That's right.
You got to know the Pope. You ain't got to know the priest. You got to know Jesus for yourself. You ain't got to know the mayor. You got to know the president. You got to know Jesus for yourself. Because the times we live in, they're very critical. Because just the other day, I received a phone call from a lady from Mississippi crying and telling me about what happened. I said, well, come on, tell me what happened, young lady. She says, they took my three-month-old baby to the hospital, and they were supposed to give him a circumcision. All was well, but she carried on. The doctor told her, now you take the baby home and you just keep this tape on and take it home. She said she took the child home, and all of a sudden the child began to wake up and cry, and she said she couldn't understand. But she said, all that blood. And then she discovered that the medical doctor had cut off the young man's penis and his testicles. Now, what should we do about that? What should we do about that? I'm asking a question now. What should we do about that? Radio Land, are you out there? Did you hear me? Well, I'll tell you what I've done. I've turned everything into the right person.
How people get their education and they do evil things with it. And this is the reason why we as God's people, we really need to stand up and be out there in the churches. We need to be in the hospitals. We need to be in architecture, because we can talk to architecture and some of them, you know, let's build us a church. You know, let's build a brothel for men to come in and cheat on their wives, okay? And this is the reason why we need to get together and unify and be organized, because he just destroyed God's gift, a child.
Anybody else?
That child is not.
Anybody else?
Is.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, women. What it would do if it was your baby? What would you want somebody to do for you? What would you do, man, if it was your child? What would you do? Would you sit back and say, it's going to be all right? When the baby doesn't have a penis or a testicle, what you going to do? this is a very, and I cried like, I said, Lord, I said, I got to do something. I've already made contact. Some people will tell me they're going to do something, but some people ain't got the time to be involved. And that's what God wants us to be. Do you not know in America we have become a number one place where they have the whores, the young girls, the young whores? Some of the old men are still buying them. Got them out there on what they're doing. They got them doing drugs. They got them doing this. A lot of people get up. And I have to say with love, shouting hallelujah ain't going to get it. You got to, let me tell you, I tell you, love, what I know. I've been in jail for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I've been lied on for the word of God. But I tell you this, I've kept my faith. And you know what I'm going to do with this young person? I'm going to help them to fight the fight. I'm going to send encouragement and letters. I'm already sending one to the congressman in Washington, D.C. And even the person at Memphis, Tennessee, told them they're not going to even let them get involved. And they want the baby. They want to take the baby from her. Why do they want to take the baby? Think about it. People in the world believe in cutting a baby before it comes out of the womb. It's called what? Hello? I lost my congregation, Lord. But I love you. But I love you. There are people, and I just ask you to pray. Pray for this person. Pray mightily for this person. This young person is going through something. Then walked home and saw something that just knocked it to her feet. And I got the best attorney in Mississippi, in Tennessee, rather, that's going to work this work. But, you know, until we, the people of God, as it was said in, as the man of God said earlier, some people are still between two opinions. We ain't made a real decision yet. God's looking for a real decision. He's not looking for a disqualified person. He wants a qualified person that knows his word. You can't get out with the word and think you know it because the devil will beat you black and blue. Been there. Saw what the devil can do. Know what he can do. But it's up to us who are believing. And I say this. When you're going to have a child that's aborted from his mother's womb, and they're doing it right here in Houston, San Antonio, all in Mississippi, all in Georgia, all in New York, and we were sitting back saying we got the best hand that God has. That's it. I just can't live with that. I'm an ex-soldier. We either fight or lose. We got to fight the good fight of faith. And when I was a military man, they said, gear up. Get up. It's time to move. And beloved Christians, Hunter loves y'all. I know y'all love me. I know sometimes it gets to be, seems like boxing. Guys say, ooh, done hit too hard. Sometimes the devil's going to hit hard, but you got to hit him back. You got to let the blood of Jesus Christ hit him back because the blood of Jesus Christ is the only thing that the devil cannot overcome. See, he done done everything he can do. Jesus said, you have no more rights, no power. It belongs to God. It belongs to God's Son. And Satan has been defeated. And the reason why he's defeated, because he lost his rights. He has the keys to death and hell, but God's Son took him. He said, oh, death, where is that grave? Oh, death, where is that sting? See, Jesus paid a price. Price right now. And let me tell you something. I would ask you all to listen to me and spread the word. I'm going to ask you to pray a day for that baby. Not only that baby, but other babies that are in the hospital right now. We got people right now that need for us to go out and lay hands upon these people and see them get out of these sick beds. We need to go in the hospital. We need to go into prison. There are people, look at this man who's on the 25 years. He served, but now he's a free man. Should he be compensated? I think he should. Yes, he should. He was the institution did him wrong. Let him pay for it. We in America are declaring we are so good, and we are not listening. I want to thank God for the man Franco, God bless you for the word you put tonight. Because I am not torn between two opinions.
Yes, sir.
I'm not torn. Well, even the dog is saying amen. That's good. But I want to say this to you. I love God so much. I don't want to sound like a preacher someone, but I want to tell you. If you're going to, it's like, what team are you on? Do you like basketball? Do you like football? Do you like baseball? Do you like track? You got to be on the team. Nobody wants to be in a team that comes in last. Our team came in first, and he rose from the grave. Look what he's done for us. So I'll still open the lines up. Anybody got something to say? We got about 10 more minutes. Anybody got something to say? Line is open. Hello, the line is open. The line is open. I see we're losing a lot of people. Praise God.
Is Brother Scott on the line?
Ma'am?
Brother Scott in Dallas?
No. But he'll call back.
There's some people listening, Pastor Hunter, that they're hearing you, but we're not able to hear them. Because I'm getting texts from people that they're on the line. So we thank God for those who press through from their day-to-day cares of this world to listen to the broadcast on tonight. We appreciate you, and we pray your strength in the Lord.
Amen. See, the whole thing is one day I know, and you know, sisters, 3 years ago, I was supposed to be out of it, but God left me here. God left me here for a reason. And I'm not afraid.
Amen.
And I've been trying to get your brother for the last four or five years. And now I finally made the contact. This man can preach.
Finally. It's so God. Yes.
And the devil fought us so hard for me. Amen. He fought us so hard so we couldn't get together. And I want to say to the people in Dallas, we love you. But until we take Texas back, until we, the Christians, take Texas back, we got to stop it. We got to stop it. Why we got so many poor people, some people don't have jobs, some people don't have homes? That's not God doing. That's the enemy, through the politicians.
Yes.
We got to get rid of some of them, get them out of office. You was good, but we just can't have you no more, can't have you no more. Why? We can't have them no more because they want to take us, if they can do everything against us and for us. And you got to believe one thing. When you go and raise your right hand, I do, so solemn swear to tell nothing but the truth, and the truth said to God, you better make for sure you tell the truth about God. God can blow his breath right now, and it's over with. But God's Son, who paid the price for us, he's still looking and believing for us. And I heard the word this morning from the book of Psalms. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. Yea, though I walk through the valleys and the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thy word is with me, the rod and the staff comfort me. Amen. See, when God put his word out there for us, God cannot lie. The Bible says not a man, he could not say it, would not make it good because he said it. God's going to make it good. There are some people on this line right now, listen to me, and I want to reinvigorate you. You have the power. You have the authority. Start talking to people and start watching God making a change in their life. As long as they see the light in you, they're going to see the light because you're the light bearer. If we don't tell them the truth, if we don't say, wait, the governor, the reason why he couldn't become a president, he said, but I got to say the truth, you've got to be in a position that you determine. You got to know what office you want to eliminate. But he said he want to get rid of the environment, want to get rid of this one. And what's the other one? Everybody on that panel just looked at him and said, you must be crazy. You think I must? See, the devil is not going to play with you. I mean, he's going to start at your house. You're going to start at your job. You're going to start with your finances. And everything is wide open. When a wife does not love her husband, when a man doesn't love his husband, Satan knows that, oh, that's a direct hit for us. And you know what he comes in? He hits hard and heavy. He hits hard and heavy. And I always say, nothing beats dust. And that's all the devil wants. That's all. But we have the right and power. From 9 to 12 on Wednesday, I have nothing but prayer lines on it. Going to worldwide. See, the www.blogtalkradio. All we do is try to give God the glory and the praise because our time has come, and I thank you. Anybody got a statement want to say to somebody that's in Dallas? Prophetess Cooper, say something to those people in Cooper and Dallas, please. Rosetta, I give God the praise. I give God the glory. Amen. So, beloved, one thing I would say to those who are listening, one of the things is, you know, this is a ministry. If you've been moved by God to bless us, you can send, here's my email address. It's willyjhunter@yahoo.com, willyjhunter@yahoo.com. If the Lord decides, because this is a ministry, a 501c3, and we operate on what y'all send to us, and this is what we do. We try to bring different ones in, to bring them in, to set it up. And you know, I found this out with this blog, talk radio, it costs as much as it do to have an AM or FM because it takes time, input. But I want to let you know, it's time on, so if anybody wants to be a part, just send me an email. We'll talk with you. But in the meantime, I have something else I want us to hear. If you're listening, I have some healing scriptures I'd like to share with us. And the good part of it all is God is still good.
Amen.
God is still good. He loves us. Amen. I know he does. I know he loves me. I don't know about y'all. And I love him. So,
praise the Lord.
Attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. In the margin of my King James translation, it reads, my words are medicine to all their flesh. So God's word is medicine to all our flesh. So therefore, I just want to read from the Word of God and give you God's medicine. First of all, from Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 9th through the 10th verse. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Healing is God's will. There is no sickness in heaven, the Bible said. So it's God's will that there be no sickness on earth. Then 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Then again, 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 14th and 15th verses. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. And then Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you, both the will and the do his good pleasure. Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Romans 8:31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. Exodus 15:26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none, or permit none, these diseases upon thee, which I have permitted upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 33:6. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Leviticus 26, chapter, the 3rd verse, and then the 9th verse. If ye walk in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them, I will have respect of you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Isaiah 58:8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Genesis 20:17. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 20. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 5. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will heal thee. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? 2 Chronicles 6:14. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant, and show up mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter, the 9th verse. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Psalm 145, verses 8 and 9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Job 37:23. Touching the Almighty, he is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Psalm 67:2. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Psalm 105, verse 37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Psalm 103, verse 3, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalm 147, 3, he healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 23, 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 30, verse 2, O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 34, 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Psalm 41, 3, the Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Psalm 42, 11, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Matthew 7, 11, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Then Isaiah shows us that healing is in the plan of redemption. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Or the margin reads, surely he has borne our pain and carried our sicknesses. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8, 17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2, 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Galatians 3, 13. Verse 14, and then verse 29. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Then Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, 13, and 14. And then chapter 2, verses 10 and 15. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet or able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And ye are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphant over them in it. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Ephesians 5, verse 8. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless under the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hosea chapter 13, verse 14. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. In Exodus, the 20th chapter and the 12th verse, we read, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Deuteronomy 5:33. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Deuteronomy 11:21. That your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 28. And he, David, died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. Job 5, 26. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Psalm 90, 10. The days of our years are 3 score and 10, if by reason of strength they be 4 score years. the 91st Psalm, verses 10 through 16. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thy trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 11. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Ecclesiastes 7:17. Why shouldest thou die before thy time? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 22. Thou shalt not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And so you see, God has promised us long life, and he wants us to have long life. Now then, let's look at some scriptures concerning the earth walk of Jesus and his ministry. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Matthew, the 8th chapter, the 2nd and 3rd verse. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 10, and then verse 13. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servants, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew chapter 9, verses 20, 21, and 22. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 36. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were open. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake. And the multitude marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, he casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. Matthew chapter 14, verses 34 through 36. And when they were gone over, they came unto the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place acknowledged of him, they sent out to all the country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Matthew chapter 15, verse 29 through 31. And Jesus departed thence and came nigh to the Sea of Galilee and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered, and when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Mark chapter 5, verse 1 through 43. And they came over to the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had been dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. Forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And then the Holy Spirit went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion, city, and clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning his life. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with us. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on them. And he departed and began to publish him in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, when he saw Jesus, fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him. Much people followed him and thronged him. At a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing but it but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garments, for she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude following thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this. But the woman, fearing and knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy faith. While he yet spake, there came from the rulers of the synagogue house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troubles thou the master in his breath? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tomb, and them that wept, and wailed greatly. And when he was coming, he saith unto them, Why hath Jesus not healed? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth.
Hello?
And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying.
Hello? Hello? Huh? Yeah, baby. No, you call me. No, you call me. Yeah.